I'm excited about being here today. Today is marks the progression of a project that has been in the works for a very long time, and particularly here to bring economic opportunity to West Central Illinois and Northern Illinois. And we're excited to be here today to actually kick off another piece of that puzzle. We're here today to break ground on the first in a series of projects that will build the Macomb Northwest Bypass. And this project is critical for economic development and long-term travel connectivity affecting communities throughout West Central and Northern Illinois. The funding for this program is coming from Illinois Jobs Now. It was the capital program passed when Governor Quinn first took office in 2009. And he was working with the local legislators to get that critical project or program passed so that we can make investments like projects here today. This project is designed to create a new four-lane divided highway carrying Illinois 336 around the northwest side of Macomb to complete the Illinois portion of a Chicago to Kansas City expressway. Thank you, Mr. Oakley, for that. The bypass itself will extend from US 136 on the west edge of Macomb to the north and east to tie into US 67 north of Hospital Road. This will create a four-lane link for US 67 and Illinois 336. This project will create jobs, increase economic opportunities for the region, and improve connectivity for businesses, students, industry, commercial carriers, serving Illinois and the entire Midwest. As I said, we're excited to break ground today on the Macomb Bypass and look forward to seeing the benefits of this project. And as I said also, this is a final link in a series of actions connecting Western Illinois and the communities of Quincy, Macomb, Monmouth, Galesburg, and other areas of Northern and Central Illinois. And the primary purpose is to sustain and increase economic development and travel options in Western Illinois. The new road will also improve travel efficiency and highway conditions by reducing downtown traffic and congestion and through truck traffic in Macomb. This will cut travel time and improve the quality of life for Macomb residents. This bridge that we're going to break ground on today will carry Jackson Street, which is US 136, over Illinois 336. And we're very excited that construction will start this Thursday. The project is a $4.5 million investment in Macomb area. We are excited to finally to get this last link of the Chicago to Kansas City Expressway underway, but we realize there's more to do because the final piece, which is the construction of the bypass, the actual paving of it, is yet to be funded. It is not for lack of interest and commitment, though. These are very difficult economic times, and finding those resources hasn't been easy. But I can tell you that there are people strongly dedicated to finding those resources and making it happen. We are working with local, state, and federal officials to try and identify funding, and we're hopeful that the final federal reauthorization will help clarify some options. That reauthorization passed Congress yesterday. So we are getting closer, and we still have time to seek the funding that gets this bridge and grading project done. The funding is in place for this bridge and grading projects, but you're also looking for that funding for that final piece to actually pave the project. And I want to take a moment here to thank the strong coalitions of support here in Macomb, from Quincy, and throughout Western Illinois. Without your steadfast and consistent efforts for this entire project, this would not be happening here today. This is the kind of cooperation and regional teamwork that can get major projects done where they are most needed. And as I said, we're not quite finished, so I look forward to being here for the next groundbreaking in the Macomb area. And as I mentioned, we are lucky that we had several officials from the Macomb area in Western Illinois that were leaders in getting things accomplished here. And I would like to introduce one of those people today, Senator John Sullivan.
Thank you very much. It's great to be here, as Secretary Schneider said. And by the way, Ann, you've just done an outstanding job. She has stepped into the role as the Secretary, IDOT Secretary here in Illinois, and has just really hit the ground running. We really appreciate your support and the efforts and what you've done here for Western Illinois. So thank you very much. And as Ann mentioned, it's a Saturday in July, or the first part of July, last of June here, and so there are a lot of parades. Noreen and I were in Blandinsville at 10 o'clock. I then went to Warsaw and did a parade at 11, stopping here for a quick stop here, and then up to Stronghurst for another parade at 2 o'clock. So wherever that trooper went, I hope he doesn't head north. But at any rate, it's good to be here. And as a matter of fact, as soon as I make my remarks, I'm going to take off and head up there. But just wanted to say that there's a couple of remarkable things that happened late in the session, really on the 31st day of May, the last day of session. We had not, as Secretary Schneider mentioned, we had passed a $31 billion capital bill back in 2009, but it takes a reauthorization every year. Every year there's a reauthorization for the bonding authorization every year. That's done on an annual basis. And on the 30th of May, that reauthorization for this current fiscal year had not been accomplished. And really through the efforts of the department, and the House and the Senate and bipartisan support, we came to an agreement literally in the last hours of session, and were able to pass a $1.6 billion bonding authorization legislation that's allowing the construction and a lot of construction across the state of Illinois to happen. That was one very historic thing. In other words, the second historic thing, and the Secretary mentioned it, and that happened yesterday out in Washington, and that is a two-year highway bill that also passed with bipartisan support, both in the House and the Senate. What those two things indicate is that if legislators and elected officials set their mind to it, if they set their mind to it, they can set partisan politics aside and get some great things accomplished. And we have proof of that here, and we're standing here today in proof that can happen. The last thing I want to say, there's a lot of discussion been about the economic impact, the jobs created. It's great to see my friends from labor here and workers here that are going to be operating this equipment and getting moving dirt and creating jobs here in Western Illinois. That is so critical. I think it's how appropriate to have the 110 designation behind us. And Tom, I just can't tell you thank you enough. Again, we worked on that in the House and the Senate to get that resolution done, and I've seen it all along that route. It's great to see it. We really appreciate that. I knew there was one other thing I wanted to mention. Of course, Representative Myers is no longer with us, but somebody who also fought very hard for 336 and the Macomb bypass. He knew how important it was. So we want to keep him in our thoughts here as well today. So thank you. It's great. Thank you, all of you, for coming out here on this hot day as well. But anybody who wants to walk in a parade in Stronghurst, follow me. Have a good day. Thank you, Ann.
Thank you, Senator. And the Senator raises a very good point. Transportation investments are bipartisan in how they happen. And we're very fortunate today to have with us someone from the Illinois House of Representatives who has been a leader also in making sure that, as the Senator mentioned, that bond authorization bill passed. Without that bond authorization, we wouldn't be here today breaking ground on this project, because this project is funded out of that authorization. So I wanted to introduce right now Representative Noreen Hammond.
Thank you very much for that, Secretary Schneider. And I just want to echo John's comments. Secretary Schneider is doing an incredible job, and you see that not just on her actions, she truly has it's appropriate that she would be the Secretary of Transportation. She pretty much has a steamroller attachment, and that's a good thing in this job. And I hear it from her colleagues and people that work with her in the transportation, and we're just very fortunate to have her as our secretary. And I am pleased to be here with you on this very balmy day. And I think it speaks volumes for Macomb and McDonough County and the surrounding areas, for the people that have come out on a very, very warm day Tamara's here with the Convention and Visitors Bureau, Julie with Western Illinois University. We have county board members here. Well, everybody has come together because we understand as a community and as a region how important this is. And we have spoken about the economic engine that is created here, and that is going to be terribly, terribly important as we move forward to try to shore up our financials in this area. But also, I think it's important that we look towards what this road does as far as safety, and to get our students to travel on a safer road, our truckers, and all of this is going to just enhance what we're able to do for travel in this area. And yes, the economic engine is terribly, terribly important, but also important is the fact that we can do it safely and get people from farm to market or whatever their travels are taking them in a safe manner. And I also want to give a shout out to Carol Myrna from Congressman Schock's office and Adrian Madonick from Congressman Schilling's office. It's a pleasure to have the support of Congress here, and having passed the federal transportation bill, while it is only for 2 years, we would like 10, but we'll take what we can get and work on it bit by bit. But thank you for everything that you do for this area as well. Thanks so much.
And fortunately, just joining us is one of Representative Hammond's colleagues from the Illinois House of Representatives, who also played a critical role in making sure that we had funding in place for this critical project. So I want to now introduce Representative Jill Tracy. Jill.
Thank you very much, Director Snyder. And I appreciate it's a momentous day because, as we know, the long-range planning has been to have this great four-lane highway and to connect it with Chicago all the way to Kansas City. And piece by piece, long-range planning has also been long in coming because of the financial struggles that we have. But I think we all recognize that this is exactly what we need to get the state back on track. We need four-lane highways. We need the connections. We need it so much for the economic development that it brings and the jobs it brings. And the safety is a huge factor. But it's what we do in West Central region is we drive for 40 miles to work and the like. But we need jobs. We need economy. And this four-lane connection from Kansas City to Chicago is very much a huge part of it. So we'll continue to do all we are. I appreciate the Department of Transportation's willingness to listen to us and to help us keep this ball rolling, because we're going to get it. It takes persistence and tenacity, and I'm looking at a guy up here in the front that's got just that, and he dreams it big, and it doesn't happen unless you dream it. So we're going to keep making it happen. Thank you very much.
We have some other folks that are joining us here today. As Representative Hammond mentioned, we've got Adrian Madunick from the Director of Economic Development for Congressman Bobby Schilling, and also Carol Myrna from the District Chief of Staff for Congressman Schock. And please pass along our thanks to both congressmen for their efforts in Washington on behalf of the state of Illinois and getting that surface transportation bill passed that will take us through federal fiscal year 2014. We're very grateful for that. It creates some certainty for us as we go forward here in the state. As mentioned, we also have Tom Oakley from the Quincy Newspaper, Inc. And Tom is the... when I was coming here, we went down 336 a little ways, and I saw that it said the Thomas Oakley Highway. And how appropriate is it for that to be named such? We also have, from the McDonough County Board Chairman, Scott Schwer. Scott? No, he's headed this way. I'm sorry. And also, I want to recognize the people that are really going to be the ones making this project happen, and that's labor. We couldn't get through the types of projects that we build here in Illinois without the strong support of our labor partners. And I think joining us here today are members from Laborers Local 231. So we want to thank you for your efforts in helping to build this key critical project here in Western Illinois. Thank you. Next, we have someone that is also extremely passionate about doing what's right for Macomb and trying to do everything he can within his power to make Macomb a stronger area of the state of Illinois. And I noticed today that he also had the fire trucks here. I was hoping that they would come in and hose us all down. But I think he was concerned about perhaps a wildfire. We don't want to have happen here what we had happen in Colorado. So without further ado, I want to introduce Mayor Inman from Macomb, and thank you, Mayor, for all your efforts.
First of all, thank you very much, Secretary Schneider. It's great to have you here in Macomb, and what a great day. Although we're technically not in Macomb, I'm very grateful that Chairman Schwer allowed me to come out and be in the county and be here to welcome you today. What a momentous occasion. Mr. Oakley, thank you for all of your efforts at this dream piecing together piece by piece. And I would just ask everyone, I know it's been mentioned by everyone ahead of me, but take a look around. We have folks here from Quincy. We have folks here from the greater part of this area. We have folks from Congress. We have folks from the state legislature. We're ready. We get it. We get it here in Macomb and West Central Illinois about how to make things happen. And I think as Secretary Schneider, if you take back to Governor Quinn our appreciation for his efforts and remind him that those of us in West Central Illinois, with the help of folks like Tom Oakley and the rest of the good citizens, are we get it. We understand that we need to ask for some more money. I think that's what it boils down to. We're prepared to do that. We're prepared to take what we have, make good use of it. And yes, it is about economic development. It is about jobs. And as Representative Hammond said, it's also about safety. It's about getting people from Chicago to Kansas City safely and with the hopes that they're going to stop and generate some dollars here in our local economy. We have efforts underway to bring the city limits of Macomb out to here so that we can take full advantage of what economic opportunities will undoubtedly come from this expansion. We understand we've got a little shortfall. We have a good relationship with Congressman Schilling's office. We have an excellent relationship with Congressman Schock's office. We're prepared to do whatever it takes with Senator Kirk, Senator Dillard, and you have our commitment that we will work together, as we always have, to get the balance of this funding done and so that this roadway can be what it should be, a four-lane divided bypass that will bring economic opportunities to Macomb. You know, we're already experiencing some of the benefits of just the talk of this. A local manufacturing plant, NTN Bauer Corporation, announced a significant expansion, and I'll take this opportunity for all of you to join us here on July 17th as we do a groundbreaking at their production facility for $110 million investment in our community, some 80 to 120 jobs. Without talk just the talk of this happening, that would not have been a possibility. That's what kind of economic development roads and infrastructure can do for a community. We are grateful for IDOT's commitment to us. Be assured, a guy by the name of Bruce Biagini will be continuing to talk to Joe Crow every chance he gets about the need for, and by the way, thank you, Joe, for all you do for our region as well. We have great support. We have the university here that is a driving economic force in our greater part of our region. They know the importance of good infrastructure. We're all together. We're all working in the same direction, and we hope that you remember that as you continue to get our fair share down here. Again, thank you, everyone, for being here.
I also want to mention that the operators Local 649 are here in force, and if you look at these big machines over here that are going to start moving dirt on Thursday, it's those guys that'll be driving those machines and making it happen and bringing this project to life. So I wanted to thank them too for their efforts. I also wanted to introduce to you the board chairman from the Macomb Chamber of Commerce, John McGuire. And John will talk about additional benefits for the Macomb area as a result of the vision that is really coming to realization here.
I'll be very brief, given the beautiful day and the opportunity to throw some dirt. I'd like to thank Secretary Schneider and members of the General Assembly for keeping Western Illinois and Macomb as a key component in the Illinois Transportation Plan. We really appreciate IDOT's efforts to maintain, improve, expand the Illinois highway system. As everyone has said, completion of this Northwest Bypass around Macomb to make the four-lane connection between Kansas City and Chicago a reality is vital to everyone concerned. Representing the Chamber and the downtown organization, we recognize roads cost money. Our chamber has supported increased revenue for roadways in the past when it was not necessarily in vogue to do that, to say yes to a tax increase. And we recognize also that as fuel economy continues, fuel tax receipts fail to grow, we may need to seriously consider ways to enhance our infrastructure funding to move projects like this further along, faster along, match federal money, and continue our growth in the region. Our community supports this project, the continued support by IDOT of not only roads, but our local airport, our Amtrak rail system. For our region and state to remain competitive in the marketplace, it's essential for us and for good business for all to maintain roads, rail, air transportation. I thank IDOT for moving this project forward, and I encourage you to fund it to its completion in the next two road construction seasons. Thank you.
You know, Illinois is the transportation hub of the country, and we're very fortunate to have that status. And I think, as the county or as the board chairman mentioned, you know, there is significant activity right here in Macomb with Amtrak, with the airport, and also with their transit system, which is one of the largest in Illinois. And we're in the process right now of making investments in that transit system in a new transit facility, which we will hopefully open up soon. And Western Illinois University truly is a gem in the university system in Illinois. And I think Macomb being the home to Western Illinois University makes it that much more important for us to provide that transportation system so that students and faculty can continue to make it to and from that campus and continue its fine tradition as one of the premier universities in the state. So without further ado, I think we should go and break some ground, guys.